Another big institution, the World Bank, has tried many approaches to reducing poverty around the world. This year's newly released World Development Report spells out the bank's latest ideas on what works. The report finds that encouraging private investment, even in small ways, can yield big results. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Plenty of countries have spent years slogging through tough reforms, trying to ignite economic growth and create jobs. They've privatized, they've lowered trade barriers, they've tamed raging inflation. And still, in many places, poverty's gotten worse. The World Development Report points to one key reason. Many countries continue to scare off investors. The bank surveyed more than 30,000 firms in 53 developing countries and found that many worry about unpleasant surprises. Warwick Smith is the report's lead author.
Firms not knowing what the government will do next, whether that be continual changes to laws or simply poorly defined laws or the future direction of government policy, is perhaps the single biggest challenge. And work we've done shows that if governments can improve the predictability of their policies, that measure alone could increase the likelihood of new investment by over 30%.
90% of investors surveyed complain of gaps between what's on the books and what actually happens on the ground. The poorer the country, on average, the longer it takes and the more expensive it is to start a business. And Smith says the red tape's an ongoing problem.
Large number of developing countries, management spend more than 15% of their time dealing with officials, as opposed to working out how to build a better mousetrap or better market their products.
And investors in many poor countries worry about whether the courts will protect their property rights.
Remarkably, more than 80% of firms in Bangladesh simply lack confidence that the courts will enforce their contracts and protect them from government incursions.
The report says countries don't have to fix everything at once, that even small steps to reassure investors can unleash a lot of economic growth. It says cutting the cost of doing business has helped Uganda grow 8 times as fast as other countries in Africa. And improving property rights in China started a process that lifted 400 million people out of poverty. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.